And then Brad will consider all of that when he appropriates the budget.
Right. Yeah, we start looking at that around September, you know, of each year. Start seeing where everybody's at. And the engineers at that time, they know their percentage of work completed. And so they have a pretty good gauge on what may be requested. And then we all understand with the pandemic going on that could affect sales taxes. So there would be a lot of things to take into consideration at that time. So there's plenty of time for discussion and adjustment, whatever we need to do on that.
I have no more comments or questions. Move to approve the funding agreement between the City of Rockaway, the request, Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Fund Screen and Grit Removal Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Hollister funding agreement.
Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project, which is the Tertiary Filtration Rehabilitation Project. This amount being requested through this funding agreement is $229,070. This amount will cover the cost to provide for engineering design and bidding services necessary for the planned upgrades to the wastewater treatment facility's tertiary filtration process. The amount being requested is based on a contract fee negotiated between the City and HDR Engineering Incorporated dated March 19th of 2020. And again, this project was also one of those that was specified in the 2020 Wastewater Capital Improvement Budget. And they've actually went back and narrowed their numbers down and looked at their numbers, so they're lower than what they originally had requested upon that, you know, just being more conservative. The City is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st of 2020 to provide sufficient time for the work to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 16th, 2020. Three copies of the funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has approved each copy as to form. This project is feasible and meets the criteria for approval necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. At the time that I wrote this information report, I didn't have the letter from Pat Kack, which she sent to me Friday. So I laid it before each of you all.
I do have
the station there. So I just wanted you to know that we did have that. She did email that approval to me, so I knew she had already approved the language. But unlike Rockaway, the engineer has, they're looking at December 31st, so technically by what they're stating here, this work should be done by the end of the year.
With that said, I had no questions.
I don't have any questions. Move to approve the funding agreement for the City of Hollister Tertiary Filtration Rehabilitation Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personal property add-on report for March 2020. Thank you.
Jen, are you in a hurry?
Good morning. This report is the monthly add-ons that are sent to y'all for to be placed on the record.
Move to approve and enter into the record the prepaid abatements add-on report for March 2020 as presented by the County Clerk's Office.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Morning. This morning I've got four real estate paid abatements, which are refunds. Two of them are clerical errors and two of them are erroneous assessments. The clerical errors are 205-895 and 205-896. And it's, states a nightly rental letter was not processed correctly. These are, this prop, it's the, it's 2 years, same property. And their erroneous assessment ones are 205-897 and 205-898. And these are both the same property also. Structure was sketched incorrectly.
What'd you say, what was sketched incorrectly?
The structure.
Measured out and drew wrong or something?
Not a structure, it's actually a road. This is off of Fruit Farm, Brandon, Blue, anyway, it's been a road, it's been a issue with the county for many years, and the, I assume it's the developer, GLW, that has, there's a copy of,
is this the one that they've just declared to be a public road?
Yes.
So it's no longer on the tax rolls for 2020?
Right. The developer, GLW Enterprises, again, I assume that was who he was, has done a dedication of road to the public.
Hold on.
It's that curve.
That's